Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for all our friends, our family, and our loyal listeners worldwide.
Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one radio show. You might be wondering why this is so. Memorable quotes, life lessons, and so much more. The Coach's Corner will make you soar. All outstanding guests that we love to feature. You will find the show to be the best teacher. Great authors like Tetsi Yuba and Bernie Siegel. Awesome leaders that soar like an eagle. Beverly Nadler with Here's to Your Health. Home business opportunities to increase your wealth. Kurt's impersonation and improvisation add to the show's transformation. Broadcasting live across America and around the globe with timely topics and issues to probe. The chat room is always fun. We see your comments and appreciate each one. Want to change your life? Change your approach.
And hire me, Joyce Barry, to be your life coach. Folks, today it's a whole lesson from the Coach's Corner, ABCs of getting what you want. I am a master success coach, yours truly, Joyce Barry. That means that I coach other coaches as well. Today, I will provide the information, inspiration, and empower you to get what you want and get it now. This is a fun and entertaining A to Z approach. Reach your goals and have your dreams come true. Take notes and let the journey begin. So as I said, it's the ABCs of getting what you want. So starting with A, ask. Know what you want and ask for it. The Bible says to ask and it shall be given unto you. 50% chance of getting it by asking. Know that if you don't ask, your chances go down to zero because most people are not mind readers. 50% chance when you do ask. Have a positive expectation. Ask, believing you will get it. Test the waters before you ask for the order. Feel them out. Get them to say yes a lot. Can you see the merits of this? Can you see possibilities? Salespeople often give whole presentations and don't even ask for the order. Ask. Believe. Believe you will achieve. Believe you will get what you want. After three people who say no, by four you think you don't want this, you must believe it yourself. Believe it is already yours. Believe you deserve to have what you want. Believe it in your heart and soul. Believe it in your very core. Claim it. Name it and claim it. Close the deal first by visualizing it in your mind. Visualize it in your mind first. Visualize the positive action. Claim it decisively throughout your whole being. Don't quit. Never ever give up. Quitters never win and winners never quit. People often quit right before the finish line, that last step. Right before they're ready to cross it, they stop. You don't even realize how close you are many times because you just fall short. every no can bring you closer to a yes. With every no, you can learn something to bring you closer to your goal. For me personally, I take the word no and turn it upside down, and that's what turns me on, that no, knowing that is my starting point. I want to recommend another show in our archives, February 22, 2019. In our archives, I invited Beverly Nadler, our Here's to Your Health Thursday host, guest, to interview me. And I tell the story about never, ever giving up, an incredibly true story, how I literally had a plane stopped that was taxiing out on the runway and come back to get me. You have to hear the details. You have to hear the story. Simply go to our archives. February 22nd, 19, Beverly interviews me, and that is my favorite story. Enthusiasm. Enthusiasm is contagious. I have seen people who want to enroll you in something, who want to sell you something, and they are flat in their presentation. No enthusiasm, no energy, no passion. They would not move me, could not move me to get their product or service. If you are not enthusiastic, energized, and excited about you and what you offer, why should I be? Why should anyone be? Enthusiasm is contagious. Forge ahead. Keep going at a strong pace. Keep up the momentum. Go that extra mile. Be your own cheerleader and get other cheerleaders. Keep forging ahead. If you stop, you may not pick up where you left off. You might not even restart. So forge ahead and keep going at a strong pace. Go for it. Keep your eye on the ball. Keep your eye on the goal. Keep your eye on the target. Keep going for it. Be like the Energizer Bunny. Just keep going and going and going. And always remember, when things take some little turns, just to keep going. Go for it and keep your eye on the target. Humor. Have fun. If you like what you're doing, if you're having fun, it makes the journey so much more pleasant. If you are happy, you will enjoy what you are doing and you won't get so stressed out. The more fun you are having, the less it feels like you are working and the time will go quicker. And humor is contagious as well. If you are having fun, if you're light about it, people catch on to that as well, and they can have fun with you. Inspiration and motivation. Inspire yourself and you can inspire others. Motivate yourself and you can motivate others. How does one stay inspired and motivated, you ask? You should have role models, people who have what you want, people who have achieved that which you want to achieve. Get a coach, a mentor. Who better to motivate you than a professional coach? A professional is not the same as a friend. A friend is not going to be as rigorous and powerful as a coach. A friend tends to be supportive, but is not as likely to push and inspire you to move forward, to get out of your comfort zone, to keep going till you achieve that which you want. So have that inspiration and motivation come from a professional coach. And you have one to call right here, right now. Yours truly, Joyce Barry. I am a master coach. I coach other coaches. I would be delighted to talk to you and see if you have interest in me coaching you. Then just do it. There are so many pieces to getting what you want that are part of the overall process. Clearly, you are not going to like doing all of them. You may not like doing many of them. If you get stuck because you do not want to do those things that you don't like, you are not going to get your results. You have to think of the bigger picture. Successful people do the things that unsuccessful people won't do. Remember that. That's very a very good motivator, remembering that successful people do the things that unsuccessful people won't do. So as for you, just do it. Kindness. Show kindness to yourself. You don't have to beat yourself up. You don't have to be hard on yourself to get what you want. You can motivate yourself by being kind and making it fun. This, that extends out to others who work with you and are there for you. Be kind to them. Make them want to be on your team. Kindness can go a long way in keeping people on board with you. Ellen DeGeneres, one of my favorite television hosts, ends every show with "Be kind to one another." And she really walks the talk. She doesn't just say it. On every show, she finds deserving people, ordinary people, and gives them extraordinary gifts and prizes. So be kind to others. As Ellen says, be kind to others. So I'm repeating that, but don't forget to be kind to yourself. Lessons learned. Learn from your mistakes. Learn from the mistakes of others. Learn from what's not working. Do something. If it works, do more of it. If it doesn't, do something else. Insanity is doing the same thing again and again, expecting different results. Learn from your coach, your mentor, your role model. Be coachable. We all need someone in our life who shall make us do what we can, even though we don't know that we can. Lessons learned are lessons earned if you don't repeat the same mistakes. So lessons learned. There are lessons everywhere. When you're interested in something, you could Google what you need to know. You could read about what you need to know. You can work with that coach with what you need to know. The key is keep learning. Every day should be a learning experience. Every day should be another piece to the puzzle. Every day should be something that moves you forward. And what I want to say, you can start every day to move you forward by listening to this show. And in the wise words of our health guru, Beverly Nadler, here is why.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we do ask that you partner up with us in that endeavor. Simply go to JoyceBarryAndFriends.com, and right on the home page of this radio show, on the upper left, you'll see my picture. And right under that, it says follow. And simply by clicking on that, you'll know about every show, every guest, every topic. You need not miss any show when you are not able to join us at 11 a.m. Eastern. All you need to do is go to our archives, and they're all there 24/7 for your listening pleasure. You can download them. You can get the link, share them with friends. So go to the homepage, Joyce, Barry, and Friends. Under the picture on the left, you can click follow, and you will be apprised of the information about all our shows. Every show, Last One on Top, just click on it and hear it and enjoy it. And folks, we do ask that you share them with others. You might want to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. All our shows are posted in those venues as well. Okay, getting back to the ABCs of getting what you want, we're picking up with measurable results. Create guidelines, timelines, and deadlines. See how you are doing every step of the way. Have guidelines so you know how you should be moving along. Have timelines so you can see if you are way behind your own schedule or right on target or even ahead. Have achievement guidelines so you can measure your success every step of the way, and set deadlines so you know what your outside date is to meet your goals. These are measurable results which will take the guesswork out of how you are doing. Measure up every step of the way. See what it takes to measure up and be sure you measure up every step of the way. No excuses. No back doors. Keep at it, even when you feel tired, when you feel discouraged, even when you feel like doing something else and when you really want to put it off. Excuses keep you stuck and hold you back. It is very easy to come up with excuses. It is very easy to procrastinate. It is very easy to divert your attention to the television set, the movie you have been waiting to see, the call you wanted to make to chat with a friend. All these diversions keep you from moving forward. You can have your excuses or you can have your results. Remember that, folks. You can have your excuses or you can have your results. So I say no excuses, no exceptions. Obstacles. Overlook them if they are minor, or deal with them if they will jeopardize your chances of getting your goals. Think of it like a big boulder in your path. You can go around it, over it, under it, or eliminate it. You just need to get past it one way or the other. Get creative in this process. Get past the obstacle. Get to the victory. You can let the obstacle get in your way, or you can do whatever it takes to pass it, eliminate it, and move forward. So don't think of obstacles as something that will hold you back. Think of them as a challenge to move you forward. Priority. Prioritize. Know your priorities. Have a written list of what you want to achieve and be sure to prioritize. Sometimes it's timelines that set your priorities. Sometimes it's order of importance. Sometimes you want to get the most difficult ones out of the way first so you can breeze through the rest. You decide how you want to handle your list and then stick to your priority. And folks, that's a very important thing. You're the one that sets the priorities. You're the one that determines timelines, deadlines. And what I hear most often as a coach is that I do get what you're saying, Joyce. I do believe it, and I'll get to that priority list someday. I'll get to my action plan someday. I'll do this someday. So for those of you who actually believe there is a someday, I wrote this for you. Someday, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. I went to my calendar and took a look. I discovered that someday was not in the book. I looked carefully, for someday I did seek, but only Monday through Sunday appeared on each week. I got really confused.
This was not funny. I always said someday I'd make very good money. I always said someday I'd get everything done. I always said someday I'd be number one. I always said someday this and someday that. Someday is starting to sound like very old hat. I became very sure that something was wrong. No someday on my calendar all along. I thought everything I wanted would come to be. It would happen someday, I kept telling me. It was someday, I kept telling you, that all our dreams were sure to come true. How shocking to discover that all along, someday was not in the calendar. How could I be so wrong? How could I not know that why I was stuck was that someday would never, ever show up? There wasn't a calendar anywhere, none to be found, that had someday in it. It would never come around. I always knew that if something is going to be, I am totally responsible. It's all up to me. I thought of my goals and made a new list. How exciting to realize that someday did not exist. Now I really know without any doubt that Monday through Sunday is in and someday is out. So I ask you women, I ask you men, I ask myself, if not right now, when?
So folks, I challenge you to take every calendar in your house, look for it and see if there's any page that has a someday in it. I challenge you to find someday anywhere, any place, on any calendar. It's not. It doesn't exist. So when you're real clear that someday does not exist, you won't use it as an excuse not to get to what you need to right here, right now. Having said that, well, let us continue with the ABCs of getting what you want. Next is quit complaining. Complaints won't move you forward. Always come from a place of solutions, not complaints. Don't ever complain and be negative. Stay away from people who complain and are negative. They rob you of your joy and enthusiasm. Their negative energy makes it difficult and stressful to move forward. Stay away from the complainers, and don't you be one. Quit complaining. Where does it get you? What does it get you? People don't want to be around people who complain. You shouldn't want to be around you if you're complaining. You want to motivate you, get excited about what you're doing, your goals, and think positively. Think about affirmations. Just stop thinking and focusing on complaints. And that brings us to results. Focus on the results you want. Think positively. Believe you will achieve your results. Focus on your attributes, not your handicaps. Focus on what works for you, not what doesn't. Focus on your assets, not your liabilities. Focus on the positive side of what if. Wow, what if I get my results, not what if I don't. Focus on what if I win this race, not what if I can't. Focus on what if I get the job, not what if I don't. You get the idea. Keep the results you want in the forefront. Believe you will achieve your results, and you will if you stay positive. Stay focused. Stay in action, and don't let anything get in your way. Results are the rewards of life. And speaking of results, let me bring someone who just called in from the studio, because he's a man that walks the talk. He's a man that knows what it is to get results, our friend Peter Marks. Hi, Peter. Thank you for calling in.
You're very welcome, Joyce. I've been listening to your wonderful, wonderful radio show and your advice and your optimism and your incredible wisdom about being and working as a life coach. And I did want to tell your audience, I do feel and I do concur with you that we have to think positive in order to bring positivity and in order to bring abundance and all goodness into our lives, we have to focus in on the positive and not the negative. And when we do this, and I have learned this in my own life, in my own practice, if I'm around people that are negative, I can quickly, I excuse myself, I walk away. I don't want to assimilate the negative energy that they are emulating from other people and also giving off. So the advice that you're giving to your listening audience is brilliant, it's productive, and you're correct. We all have to be examples. If we want a great life and we want great abundance and health, we've got to live it. We have to be an example.
And you are that for sure. I know so many people admire you, respect you, look to you for advice, look to you for counsel, and you do it from the realm of a great psychic. I do it from the realm of a coach, so we're in great partnership together.
Absolutely. I can't think of anybody more positive in my life than yourself. And every day that you do your radio program, there could be horrific things going on worldwide, but you will get on the radio and you will you'll deal with it in the afterwards. But when you get on radio, you really are projecting and giving out love, your love for your listening audience and your love for the world. And your love and your knowledge, your ability to really tune into people and to help them turn their lives around, to me, is absolutely amazing. There is nobody else like you.
Well, that, hopefully that's a good thing. I can say that there's nobody else like you too, Peter. It takes one to know one. You're extraordinary at what you do. You're always focused right on message. I know so many people that seek your counsel as a psychic, and everyone has only one word to describe working with you, and that word is wow. Like, it so surpasses any expectation. So a compliment from you for what I do means a lot, because you're someone I deeply admire and respect.
And same back to you, darling. I love you very much.
Okay, Peter. So I know you're busy, and I'm sure you squeeze me in between appointments, for which I'm totally grateful. So anything else you want to share before I just sign off and get back to the ABCs?
Yes, I just want to say to your listening audience that they should tune in Monday through Friday to listen to your programs, because if people really want effective change in their life and they really want to hear people that have been successful, have achieved their goals besides yourself, it's the Joyce Barry and Friends Show, and I thank God that the universe has provided your podium for this program, and have a wonderful day.
And the same to you, Peter Marks. You are the best. You are simply the best. We're very grateful for your coaching in the psychic world, the messages you give. So I'm very thrilled that I have a partner to cover both worlds. One world, I cover the other. What better partnership is that? We've got everything covered.
Absolutely, dear.
Thank you, Peter.
Have a great
day. Thank you for taking the time, and to you as well. Okay, folks, getting back to the ABCs of getting what you want, before we continue to the next letter, ask yourself this question, which you can focus on as we move forward, and that's the $64,000 question. If not now, when? Joyce, Barry, and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When?
We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration, achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation to get healthy and off that medication to get wealthy? It's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not, now, when? A special thank you, a heartfelt thank you to our friend Ted Huber, who has taken my original poems and put them to music. So we're very grateful to you, Ted Huber. Okay, moving forward, we're up to satisfaction guaranteed. Whether a personal goal or a professional goal, you want to give it everything you've got. You want to do it to the best of your ability. You want to give it your 100%. Even if it's your personal goal, you have to set high standards for yourself. When it is a professional goal, when it involves other people, you certainly want to make sure you maintain your very high standards. You want referrals, do your very best. Always give it your best, satisfaction guaranteed. I can't tell you how important that is, that your reputation is so paramount. You want the referrals, so you want people to really love you, to really appreciate you. You want to have a good word out there. I always tell people, if you want to check me out, go Google me. You will not find one negative word anywhere on the internet. I work very hard to maintain high standards, results, integrity, honesty, all of that. So satisfaction guaranteed. The next is think outside the box. If you keep doing what you're doing, you'll keep getting what you're getting. Think creatively. Think big. Think passionately. Write down all your ideas as you go along. Write down your ideas even if they seem undoable. As you proceed and get closer to your goal, some things may just fall into place and others may need that extra push, that extra attention, that extra effort, that extra creative insight, which requires you to think outside the box. Very, very important. If you keep doing what you do, and you're going to keep getting what you're getting, clearly. So you want to be sure that you're outside the box, and then you keep creating the next bigger box, the next bigger box. Very, very important. And I even have a poem for that called Your Comfort Zone that is designed to inspire you to get outside your box, your comfort zone. Your Comfort Zone by yours truly, Joyce Barry. Don't call your friends. Get off the phone. Time to get out of your comfort zone. Turn off your radio. Turn off the TV. I won't call you. Don't you call me. Really take heed of what I say. Get things accomplished every day. You have a goal, maybe two. How will you handle it? What will you do? You can go to a movie and have some fun, or you can work on your goals and get things done. The choice is yours. What will you choose? Do you want to win or think you will lose? Your thoughts will always determine your fate. Keep them positive. Keep them great. Make your list. Keep it real and take each goal and seal the deal. You can take small steps or a quantum leap as long as you're moving and not asleep. You will win at this and accomplish more. It'll make you happy each time you score. It's great to have a mastermind group. It's best to keep a coach in the loop. Just go for it. Don't fret or moan. Time to get out of your comfort zone. And folks, those of you that appreciate the show, that appreciate me, you know what I appreciate, and that's writing poetry, inspirational poetry. All my poems inspire and are designed to motivate you to get that which you want in life, to inspire you, to empower you. Next is Under Promise, Over Deliver. This is really one of my best bits of sage advice. I really do like this one. Think about it. If you overpromise and underdeliver, no matter how much you accomplish, no matter how much you contribute, you are leaving someone, even yourself, disappointed. Guess what? If you have disappointed clients, you are not getting any referrals. Even if you did a fabulous job, even if by most standards it was great, if you overpromised and you did not give every single thing you promised, you set yourself up to lose because you did not meet someone's expectations. However, if you underpromised and overdelivered, wow, you have a very satisfied customer who will want to acknowledge you to their friends and colleagues and give you referrals. Underpromise and overdeliver. I can't stress the point enough. No matter how much you do, no matter how many results you achieve, if they're expecting that thing that you said you'll do and you didn't do it, it doesn't really matter what you did. People's minds just go to what you didn't do. Their expectations need to be met. So if you meet the expectations and then over-deliver, wow, you really have a shot at having a wonderful practice, a wonderful business with lots and lots of referrals. Next, visualize the results. Visualize the outcome that you desire. Visualize what it would be like to get what you want. Visualize how you would feel. You must put emotion into motion. You must put energy into this. You must feel it in your heart, your soul, and your gut. Always see the cup half full, not half empty. Always visualize the positive side of what if. We covered this in the results section of this course, of this Coach's Corner message. What if I get what I want, not what if I don't? What if I can do this, not what if I can't? Visualize only the desired results. What the mind thinks about, the mind brings about. So visualization is very, very, very crucial to this process. Visualizing the positive outcome. As I said, when you visualize something negative, that's what your mind attracts. And the mind doesn't make the distinction of it's good for you or bad for you. They just have the picture and they go for it. So you want to be sure they're going for the desired outcome, the desired result. Visualize that which you want to achieve. Wisdom.
Wisdom can be gained from so many sources. You can gain wisdom from your wise friends, marvelous mentors, rich role models, and creative coaches. You can gain wisdom from reading books on success stories. You can research what you need on the internet. You can go to seminars. Be wise. I mentioned some of this a bit earlier on in the show, how important it is to keep learning and keep on learning, like the Energizer Bunny. Just keep on, keep on, keep on. It's very, very important to stimulate your mind and grow. The wisest people know there is always more to learn, more to grow. There is always that new technology, that new lesson to be learned. It has been said that smart people learn from their own mistakes. Wise people learn from the mistakes of others. So that's what you want to do, is really have your mind be open as a great learning experience. And go outside the box, as we said earlier, to keep finding new ways to achieve so much more. Extra mile. And for purposes of this lesson, it's spelled X-T-R-A. That's the liberty of the coach. Extra, X-T-R-A, mile. It is not crowded along that extra mile because most people give up when the going gets tough. As you know, that's when the tough get going. That extra mile often makes the difference between winning and losing, between getting a good result and a great result. It's that extra mile, that extra oomph, that extra push that gives you that extra satisfaction of knowing that you did the best you could, that you gave it your all and then some. You will learn that you took your accomplishments. You will know that you took your accomplishments to the next level. Go that extra mile. It will be well worth it. You will be very well rewarded. Make those 10 extra phone calls each day. Spend 10 more minutes on your project when you want to quit. Go as far as you think you can, and then give it that extra 10%. Go that extra mile. Even you will be surprised of how much of a difference that can make. And folks, in this whole process, we don't want you to struggle. We want you to be happy. Your mood, your attitude is so important to achieving results, that you feel good. Here's my I'm happy song. I'm happy, happy, happy. And just why is this so? The people I call friends are a pleasure to know. I love my world of contacts. They are all very cool, always upbeat and positive, very wise, no one a fool. My live radio show and the message it sends is live your best life. Here, Joyce Barry and friends, we advise you, we support you to be very healthy. We teach you, we want you to be very wealthy. Join us in a home business. We will give you a choice. Be your own boss, make money, and rejoice. All that we recommend has been put to the test. Each and every one is simply the best. Live your very best life as well you should. Listen to Success Coach Joyce. Be happy, be healthy, and feel so good. So being happy is part of the process. Because the happier you are, the greater your chances for success, because you're enjoying what you're doing. You're not running away from what you're doing. So indeed, it is really important to be happy. And find the kind of people around you to encourage you, to support you. I said best to have a coach. There is so much more to life. And I just want to share this from Mother Teresa. And then we'll continue with the A to Z. We're up to the next. We have a few more left on that. But Mother Teresa had some really wise words. Life is an opportunity. Benefit from it. Life is beauty. Admire it. Life is a dream. Realize it. Life is a challenge. Meet it. Life is a duty. Complete it. Life is a game. Play it. Life is a promise. Fulfill it. Life is sorrow. Overcome it. Life is a song. Sing it. Life is a struggle. Accept it. Life is a tragedy. Confront it. Life is an adventure. Dare it. Life is luck. Make it. Life is life. Fight for it. And I share this with you in the middle of our ABCs of getting what you want, because that's all part of it. That's all part of the game of life. So I thought it important to throw that into the mix as well. This also, Eleanor Roosevelt wrote, I just found these so inspiring, and they certainly blend into getting what you want. Eleanor Roosevelt, the people you meet, many people will walk in and out of your life, but only true friends will leave footprints in your heart. To handle yourself, use your head. To handle others, use your heart. Anger is only one letter short of danger. If someone betrays you once, it's his fault. If he betrays you twice, it's your fault. Great minds discuss ideas. Average minds discuss events. Small minds discuss people. God gives every bird its food, but he does not throw it into its nest. He who loses money loses much. He who loses a friend loses much more. He who loses faith loses all. Beautiful young people are acts of nature, but beautiful old people are works of art. Learn from the mistakes of others. You can't live long enough to make them all yourself. The tongue weighs practically nothing, but so few people can hold it. Friends, you and me, you brought another friend, and then there were three. We started our group, our circle of friends, and like that circle, there's no beginning or end. And I share this with you and how it all fits in, because faith is so important. And you're on a path and you're working hard. You need to keep the faith. You need to keep going and believe you will achieve it. Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is mystery. Today is a gift. That is why it's called the present. So I'm throwing in these sage words as well to put it all together. Today is the oldest you've ever been, yet the youngest you'll ever be. So enjoy this day while it lasts. Happiness keeps you sweet. Trials keep you strong. Sorrows keep you human. Failures keep you humble. Success keeps you growing. God keeps you going. Friends also keep you going. Support of God from above and support of friends down here are essential to a good life. Always wear a smile. If nothing else, it'll keep everyone wondering what you are up to. So there, I thought, was all this. These messages fit in so beautifully. And this is an original. Troubles fade. Take deep breaths and count to seven. Have faith and forward all issues to heaven. Faith, forward all issues to heaven. So every time you feel stressed, know that you are truly blessed. And whenever you are really scared, remember troubles fade when they are shared. Troubles fade when people care, and troubles fade when you say a prayer. When you are feeling very blue, think about what brings joy to you. Get out of the rain, get into the sun. Time to focus on having fun. Take care of your health. Get rid of the glitches. Create wealth. Manifest riches. Opportunities are coming. Just open the door. Think positive and troubles will fade for sure. And folks, that is really important to put into the mix, because you don't want to stop the minute you don't feel well, the minute there's a glitch, the minute there's an obstacle. You want to keep going and going and going like that Energizer bunny. And then what happens next? You win. The Y letter, Y-O-U. You win. congratulations. You got your result. You got what you want. You succeeded. You accomplished your goal. What does it feel like to have your success? How does it feel to have your victory? How does it feel to know you've won? Anchor those thoughts, feelings, and emotions so you can bring them forth when you are working on your next goal. Nothing succeeds like success. Congratulations, you just won. And the art of winning and feeling that win is so very important as well, because every win is contagious. It encourages you for the next win. You'll discover some of your wins are Herculean, some are minuscule, and all the rest are in between. So you want to keep on winning. You want to keep on looking for that which makes you happy. And that includes the right circle of friends and the right mentors and coaches and role models. And then you win. Zoom into what's next. See what happens when you reach your goal. See what happens when you get what you want. Right behind that accomplishment is the next goal, the next thing you want to achieve, the next mountain to climb, the next mile you want to run, the next resolution you want to tackle. Keep up the momentum. Keep it up. Keep going. Zoom into what's next. You want to be a step ahead of you at all times so you always know what the next thing is. If your antennas are out to find it, to find the right people, the right places, the right opportunities, as my friend Beverly Nadler, who wrote the book Vibrational Harmony, will tell you, that's all in being in alignment with the universe and creating that which you resonate on, that which you believe in, that vibrational harmony will attract you those things that really will make a difference in your life. So get together with yourself first to accomplish that which you want and get the right things in place. As for this list, if you didn't get it all down, the key words for each letter, listen to the show again, folks. You'll find it May 3rd, 2019, in our archives. It'll always be there. So it's the last show on top today. It's today's show. But once you get to the archives, just arrow down to May 3rd, and you will find the ABCs of getting what you want. What I want is for you folks to get what you want. That's what makes me tremendously happy. As a success coach, I want for you what you want for you. Your success is my specialty. That's my motto. Your success is my specialty. Your success is what I aim for and vision for, because that is my success. We are in partnership. So let's partner up, and having this be an awesome year with fabulous results, with exciting possibilities, never-ending opportunities, good luck, miracles, all that you want, I want for you as well. And folks, keep dreaming. It's okay to dream. It's okay to think big. All those things indeed are okay if you make them okay and believe in them. I do have a special prayer for all of you, and it's called The Last Day, The First Day. May yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. That's my special prayer for all of you. Think of it as the last day and the first day. And folks, go ahead and do random acts of kindness. Pay it forward, pay it backwards. As Ellen DeGeneres says on every show, be kind to one another. I want to add, be kind to yourself as well. To get these results, be your own coach, be your own motivator and inspiration. Don't beat yourself up, no matter what. Just use everything as a learning experience. And folks, as I said, we want you to be happy. So we want you to sing along with us, dance along with us, and laugh along with us. And you could do that right here, right now, to the Joyce Barry Mash. Thank you. God bless you.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again. As Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun. She's
wow.
a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
And you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.
Well, Joyce Barry here. I want to thank you all for tuning in today, for listening. As I said earlier, you can go to our archives, hear this show as many times as you need to have the messages reinforced, to make more notes, to add to your notes. When you go to JoyceBarryandFriends.com, all our shows are archived. You can find them by the guests that you want to hear, all their shows. So, for example, if you put in the search bar Beverly Nadler, all her shows will come up. That's one way to do it. Ted Huber, all his shows will come up. Or you can do it by topic. If you put in happiness, all our happiness shows will come up. So do use the search bar. While you're there, become a follower, JoyceBarryandFriends.com, just by clicking on follow on the left side of the homepage. But do use the resources we provide to you. I promise you, if you do and listen faithfully to this show, it has to impact your results. It has to impact your life, because that is what every show is designed to do. So thank you, and God bless you.